It's time now for Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and joins us here in the studio today on another beautiful afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. Happy middle of the week.
Indeed. We're halfway there, my friend.
So what's going on at the library? What's new?
You know, all the things.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you last week because I was gone last week. So.
Yes, you were. Yeah. And I don't come on the show when
Right.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, AJ. No, I had something come up. Yeah. So what's happening at the library? We are in the month of August, which means we are frantically finishing up summer reading, and
yes,
we are frantically getting ready for back to school. So if you see library staff whose hair was once straight and is now curly, or at the beginning of summer there was no gray in there, there's gray now.
Now nothing but gray.
It's fine. Don't worry about us. We're okay. Check back in about October.
Okay. Cool.
No, it's really great. It's still really, really busy there. There is still time to sign up and finish summer reading. If you've been reading all summer and you just haven't had a chance to log your reading, you can do that. And then the big news is every year we have a prize for people who sign up for summer reading and finish 20 hours.
Yes.
This year there were these awesome tote bags. But something happened when we ordered them, and they were a bit late getting ordered, or something happened, and they were literally coming on a slow boat from China. People at Chapel Hill, the tote bags are in.
Yes.
So we finally got them in. So people are coming in and claiming their tote bags, and they are adorable, sponsored by our friends who sponsor the whole summer reading program. So come in, get your tote bag, and then we have our summer cool down party on the 15th.
Nice. Was it literally a slow boat from China?
A slow boat from China.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. So do we have numbers yet on summer reading? I know usually the big number doesn't come in until after it's done.
Yeah. But. So I believe the number of people who signed up is over 4,000.
Awesome.
And then we won't have that final total hours read until everything is said and done. But I think we're on track to have yet another record-breaking
That's
year.
Like a huge percentage of the town. When you think about the number of people who live in Chapel Hill and then the number of people who even use the library on a regular basis, or the number of people who just read regularly, that is just a staggering number of people to sign up for summer reading. That's great.
And those are great numbers, but those are really outputs. And what we love to talk about is the outcome. So we know evidence shows that kids who read during the summer start the school year at a better place than had they not read during the summer. So that's really, so yes, those are great numbers, but the outcomes are also even better.
Absolutely. All right. So we're talking books with Susan Brown. We've also got a special guest in the studio today because from here forward, Talking Books, this segment is sponsored by La Vida Dolce, which is located in Southern Village. Terrific place. And we've got Annie Johnston from La Vida Dolce here to launch this partnership. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me. We're really excited about the partnership.
So first of all, for people who don't know, tell us about La Vida Dolce.
La Vida Dolce is, we call ourselves an espresso, gelato, and wine cafe in Southern Village, as you said. We also have craft beer, paninis, smoothies, small plates. But I'd say a big part of who we are is goes beyond the products we sell. And we're about community and creating connections and making people feel good, welcoming everyone. And those are kind of the reasons why this partnership was really attractive to us.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited about it. And it's not just a sponsorship of the segment. You're also launching a book club
based on
this, right? Yeah.
Indeed, yes. I think, so one of the main things that made us excited about working with Talking Books was that we really believe books kind of actually, like the food and drink that we have at the cafe, it's a way to bring people together, particularly if they are talking books with other folks who have read them. You know, it's just this shared experience and you can build a connection over that. So we were inspired by this show actually to kind of keep the conversation going outside the studio and out in Chapel Hill. So we're starting what is essentially a public book club. We're calling it LVD, La Vida Dolce Book Club. And it's going to be every single Tuesday at 5:30 at La Vita Dolce, starting next Tuesday, the 13th.
Awesome. So do we know yet what the, we have to know, right? What
yes.
the book is for next week. So
yes.
people who are interested in joining up with this book club, and it's going to be every week, and it's going to be a different book every week,
different
right?
Different book so every week.
You don't have to come every single
no,
week.
No
yeah.
commitment. Come when it works with your schedule.
Yep.
Bring a friend. Come alone. We have, we're really excited to actually have a local best-selling author, Katie Guestrose Pryle, mm-hmm. has agreed to facilitate the book club. So she'll always be there. Katie's great because she can talk books from the reader perspective, the writer perspective, and she just has this wonderful kind of contagious energy.
Is she going to read every single book?
Yeah. Don't tell Katie I said this. Hopefully she's not tuning in. But the first book for next week is called The Witch Elm by Tana French, and she recommended that. I told her she was allowed to cheat a little bit and kind of pick some books she'd already read so she didn't have to read one
All
every
right.
week. But yeah, she will have read the books.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So speaking with Annie Johnston as well as Susan Brown, talking about the right now talking about the book club that is launching next week Tuesday at La Vita Dolce with The Witch Elm. So what is The Witch Elm? What's it about?
Come to the book club and find out.
All right.
You know, I still got a week to read it, so.
Nice.
Yes.
So, Susan, you were saying earlier, not about this particular book, but about the author, Tana mm-hmm. French, that you've read quite a bit of her stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have not read this one. This
right.
is what we call her, I think it's her first stand-alone novel.
Okay.
So she's famous for a series which features a cast of characters called the Dublin Murder Squad.
Mm-hmm.
So they're super popular. The first one was In the Woods. Oh gosh, I would have to look up the other ones, but she's very, very popular. And then she wrote this one. So I haven't read this one either, but she
this
is...
This just came out last year, right?
Yes,
is that, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And so she's American and Irish by sort of background. She lives in the U.S., but her books are set in this Irish police squad station, and they're what a lot of people might call sort of literary crime fiction. So these aren't, you know, sort of paperback thrillers burned through in the course of an afternoon. These are a bit more meaty. I put air quotes on literary, but they're very, very good novels, and they're really popular. But this is a standalone novel from that. She's
awesome.
A great author, though.
So what is the Dublin Murder Squad? Like, what are they?
So what's great about this one is it makes me think of Ed McBain in the 87th Precinct books,
okay.
because in the Murder Squad books, you get to know all of the different characters. So throughout the series,
mm-hmm.
so the Dublin Murder Squad, it's a squad of the Dublin police who investigate murders.
Right.
Hence the name, Aaron.
Straightforward. All right. Cool.
But throughout them, you get to know different careers. So one of the main ones is Cassie Maddox, and she's kind of throughout them. But then other folks come on board and are kind of featured in the stories, or they're on the team for that certain story or murder.
Awesome.
They're really good books, yeah.
All right, so we're talking books with Susan Brown and Annie Johnston today. So let's recommend some books, and let's use that as the prompt. If you're intrigued by the Dublin Murder Squad, if you're intrigued by this author, if you're intrigued by this book, The Witch Elm, what else might you love? Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Everyone's looking at each other.
You go for it, Susan. We're all looking at you.
Sure. So the first author that came to mind, they're also set in Dublin, and they're also kind of literary fiction,
okay.
is a series by an author named Benjamin Black, which is actually the pen name of John Banville, who's an Irish author. And the series, it's known as the Quirk series, Q-U-I-R-K-E, because that's the main character's name. And there are, I think, 7 or 8 of these in this series. They're set in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
and the main character Quirk is a pathologist, and he's kind of this cranky, crunchy, crusty,
crotchety
old guy.
Crunchety, peanut buttery.
Old, right?
Yeah.
But he is definitely a character, and he crimes kind of fall into his lap because he's the pathologist slash coroner. So it's a series that focus. I love crime series that don't focus on the cops. They focus on the lawyers or the psychologists
okay.
or the medical folks.
Awesome.
So the first one in the series is called Christine Falls. And I'm not sure if he's still writing these, but they're great if you like historical fiction, if you like literary crime fiction, and again, that Irish connection. I highly recommend The Quirk series by Benjamin Black.
Okay, so I'm gonna bounce off of that. You mentioned historical literary crime fiction, not really focusing on the police, but on the psychologist. I'm going to recommend The Alienist by Caleb Carr.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is such a good, I have not read, what's his other, the other like great Caleb Carr book that I can't remember the title of. I haven't read it, but
yes, I can see
he's got like two really, really, really famous books that were huge. But The Alienist is set in the 1890s. It's a serial killer around New York City, right? It's historical fiction, because historical figures kind of factor into it. Theodore Roosevelt, I think, is a major mm-hmm. character, if I remember right. And it's all about the, you know, it's about this particular serial killer and what it says about the world around him, and, you know, burgeoning urban New York in the late 19th century. But it's also about the new techniques that they use to solve crimes, right? Like fingerprinting and psychology
and profiling,
trying to profile the killer, right, to figure out who it is. Yeah, and it's... Yep. Yeah, a lot going on, and it's a great like time capsule of the 1890s in New York City, and it's also this riveting detective story as well.
Yes, and I think it's one of those ones, as you mentioned, where it's like, I forget if Sigmund Freud is a character in it, but it's like all of the Freudian profiling things before they like were a thing, and I think Teddy Roosevelt might be like on the police or something, or I don't know.
He's got some role to play there. I can't remember if Freud was involved, but it's a very Freudian book.
Right.
Like, that's how they profile.
It's very long. It's a great summer read.
Yes.
And that was also made into a TV series,
it was,
right? Like a Netflix series or something?
I think so,
maybe?
Yeah. Like a mini series. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That was a great book. Yeah, he's kind of one of those authors. He had another book, but like that was his big book.
Angel
of
Darkness? Is
maybe
that the one?
Maybe so. Or was that Dan Brown? I don't know.
No, it wasn't Dan Brown.
I don't know that Caleb Carr has had a book on the scale of The Alienist since that one.
I don't think
so. But it had that kind of like vintage cover on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Angel of Darkness is the
is
other
it?
One. I was right about that, but I haven't read that one. I've read The Alienist, and The Alienist is fantastic. Okay, so Annie Johnston, do you have a book recommendation that's Tana French-related, historical, crime, detective, fiction, literary, historical...
I don't, and I feel very inadequate here, but...
your recommendation was The Witch's Elm, so...
Right. That's right,
yeah,
I'll take
sure.
credit for that.
Yeah.
I can give you another recommendation,
which
we will be talking about on the 20th
the
book
totally.
Club.
Yeah, the next
that
one.
If you want to go ahead and start reading ahead, if you're like me and you want to take your time with it and need 2 weeks, it's going to be True Places by Sonia, I think it's Voerg, V-O-E-R-G, so that's what we're going to be doing on the 20th, the second week of the book club.
Awesome.
So there's a recommendation for
Very
you.
Very cool. What's the title of it again?
True Places.
True Places.
Yes.
Awesome. Sonia Voerg?
Sonia Voerg.
Awesome. We'll look that up. And again, if you are listening out there and you are looking for a book club, LVD, La Vida Dolce, Tuesdays at 5:30 at La Vida Dolce, which is right on Market Street in Southern Village. Go there anytime of the week and check it out. It's awesome. But 5:30 on Tuesdays for the book club. And the first one that is starting next week, Tuesday, is The Witch Elm by Tana French. So looking forward to hearing more. Annie Johnston, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, y'all.
Susan, other things happening at the library that people want to know about?
Well, I'm going to, not at the library, but adjacent to the library.
Okay.
Thursday night this week is the last in our Movies Under the Stars series.
Oh, that's right.
So this is downtown at McCorkle Place mm-hmm. in partnership with the Downtown Partnership and the Carolina Union Activities Board. We're showing Coco this week in Spanish.
English
subtitles.
Love it.
And we will have a mariachi band and a taco truck out there beforehand, in the hour beforehand, to entertain folks. So be sure and check that out.
I am super looking forward to this. Awesome. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the Chapel Hill Public Library. Annie, La Vida Dolce's website is?
Yeah, it's LaVidaDolceCafe.com. And if you want, you can go on our site to see the list of upcoming books we'll be discussing. You can even sign up to get an email update. So you can always be up to date with what next week's book is going to be.
Cool. Annie Johnston, Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thanks
Aaron.